KNOM, Iditarod Update.
Deep snow has caused the race's first major reroute. Rather than going past Iditarod to the abandoned mining town of Flat, mushers will turn around in Iditarod instead. I'm Emily.
And I'm Karen.
Iditarod announced earlier this afternoon that their trail breakers are having too difficult of a time breaking trail towards Flat because of snow that is up to the eyebrows. That's the description Race Marshal Mark Nordman told Iditarod reporters earlier today. That shortens the already short Iditarod Trail by another 20 miles. And we have some teams that are getting quite close to where that turnaround would have happened. Let's look at our top five. We've got one just a mile away from Iditarod, so I just want to refresh. Well, in position one, we have Brent Sass checked in over at 4:10 this morning and then right out at 4:21 a.m. He still has a team of 14 dogs, but I did just refresh, and it looks like, according to our unofficial GPS tracker, he's a mile away from Iditarod. Aaron Peck is in second position, about 4 hours behind him. He was into Ophir at 8:25 this morning and out at 8:32 with 14 dogs as well. Third position, Mila Porcel into Ophir at 10:18 a.m. and out at 10:22. She was in and out with 11 dogs. Fourth position, Ryan Reddington is currently in Ophir. He hit the checkpoint at 2:44 this morning with 11 dogs. Fifth position, Aaron Burmeister into Ophir at 4:15 this morning. He is there with a full team of 14 dogs. In addition to having the Iditarod Trail rerouted, we did also have a scratch today. Brenda Mackey scratched at 7:45 this morning from Nikolai with 9 dogs. She gave no reason other than the health of her team. If you're just tuning in, that already short Gold Loop Iditarod Trail has been shortened by another 20 miles. Originally, the race was supposed to go out to the tiny abandoned mining town called Flat. That's not a stop that teams normally visit on the Iditarod. And from there, they were supposed to turn their loop back around to go back the way they came, all the way to Deshka Landing. Instead, they're just going to turn around in Iditarod. Race officials have declared there's too much snow there in Flat and it's not worth their resources to break trail. However, they did tell Iditarod reporters that they're instead going to touch up the trail on the Happy Steps and Dalzell Gorge. Brenda Mackey makes 3 scratches from the trail this year. Karen, can you tell us about where some of the other teams are out there? Where can we find the top 25?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Emily. So in 6th position, we have Rin Olsen, checked into Ophir at 7:10 this morning with 13 dogs. Jesse Holmes is in position 7, checked in at 7:43 this morning with 12 dogs. Michelle Phillips is checked into Ophir as of 8 o'clock this morning with 13 dogs. Cody Straith in soon after that, 9 minutes afterwards this morning, into Ophir with 14 dogs. And Paige Drobny rounds up that top 10 positions into Ophir at 9:45 this morning with 12 dogs.
In 11th position, Martin Boozer was into Ophir at noon with 11 dogs. Dallas Seavey out of McGrath at 4:50. He still has his full team of 14 dogs. And that's 4:50 this afternoon. Pete Kaiser, he was into McGrath at 5:29 yesterday with 12 dogs. Richie Deal into McGrath at 5:35 yesterday with 14 dogs. And 15th position, Your Life Sith Olsom into McGrath at 5:45 yesterday with 14 dogs. It looks like they're probably doing a 24-hour layover. In 16th position, Travis Beals was into McGrath yesterday at 5:59 with 13 dogs. 17th position, Wade Mars into McGrath at 7:09 with 13 dogs. 18th position, Jesse Royer into McGrath at 8:15, still with a full team of 14. 19th position, Nicholas Petit into McGrath at 8:31 yesterday with 13 dogs on the line. 20th position, Jeff Dieter into McGrath yesterday at 9:25 p.m. with 14 dogs. Karen, where are the rest of the final top 25?
So in 21st position, Ramey Smith checked into McGrath at 10:45 yesterday evening with 12 dogs. Dan Caduce checked in to McGrath as well at 11:08. That's yesterday evening as well with 14 dogs. Lev Svarts checked into McGrath just a few minutes, 4 minutes behind Dan at 11:12 last evening with 14 dogs. Matt Hall checked in 16 minutes after midnight this morning with 13 dogs. Again, that's into McGrath. And to round out the top 25, Matthew Failer checked into McGrath at 12:26 this morning with 12 dogs. And wrapping up the rest of the leaderboard, sisters Christy and Anna Barrington lead the pack after Matthew Failer in positions 26 and 27, respectively, which also includes all 10 of this year's rookies behind them. Bethel Musher Victoria Hardwick is currently in 40th position, with Rick Casillo as our current Red Lantern and the only Musher still at the Nicolai checkpoint.
Not bad. That's actually a pretty tight group this year. Normally at this time, I can expect to see someone in Rainy Pass or Roan. If you're just tuning in, the big news for Iditarod this evening is a route change due to deep impassable snow on the approach to Flat. According to race director Mark Nordman, Mushers will now bypass the 20-mile loop originally planned to bring Mushers through Flat to Iditarod and back because of those challenging trail conditions. That changes this year's race to approximately 832 miles.
And Emily, I just wanted to mention, none of the Mushers have left, none of the Mushers have reached Iditarod yet. So this route change it will not actually impact any Mushers' current standings in the race. Again, none of the Mushers have officially approached Iditarod, so the route change through Flat should not affect current standings, but this might still affect their strategy moving forward.
Absolutely. That was done, I think, in the nick of time on Iditarod's part. Looking at our weather conditions on the trail, the 27 Mushers resting at McGrath are in for a frigid morning tomorrow. WeatherUnderground.com is predicting lows hitting 21 degrees below zero overnight and rising to a high of 2 degrees on Thursday. It's going to be a drastic change from today's high of 30 degrees.
Indeed, and climatologist Rick Toman predicts frigid temperatures across the race route from Nicolai to the Iditarod checkpoint. However, there will be some respite for our Mushers on the trail. Toman predicts sunny skies and calm wind over the area into tomorrow night.
If you're just tuning in to this evening's Iditarod update, Brenda Mackey is the latest to scratch from the race. She decided to scratch for the best interest of her team earlier this morning with 9 dogs and harness on the time. And I'm going to check the leaderboard again for any movement. My GPS tracker, which is, of course, unofficial, does show Brent Sass like a mile away from Iditarod. So I'm waiting with bated breath. And it looks like he is not quite there yet, but I'm sure they're expecting him there at any moment. So on that note, he's actually done neither his 8 or 24-hour layovers, if you look at the leaderboard. And according to race rules, he will have to take those before turning back to Iditarod. And he's practically at Iditarod, so it looks like he's going to have to take the layover there. We have some really competitive teams like Aaron Burmeister, Ryan Reddington, and Dallas Seavey, who have already taken one of those layovers. In fact, Dallas Seavey is wrapping up a 24-hour layover. So we'll see if that gives them an advantage or if Sass's run and then rest strategy pays off for him. But I guess we'll have to see that next time, won't we, Karen?
Indeed. And thanks, Emily. For more KNOM Iditarod coverage, you can visit us on the web at knom.org. Our next Iditarod update will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Our coverage of Iditarod is brought to you by NSCDC, encouraging the clean harvest of all Bering Sea fisheries to promote and provide economic development through education, employment, training, and assistance while protecting subsistence resources. Iditarod and KNOM is also brought to you by TelAlaska, a telecommunications company proud to support community broadcasting and coverage of the Iditarod Sled Dog Race, local, long-distance internet, and cellular at TelAlaska. And again, our next iDirtRaw update will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Karen.
And I'm Emily. Good night.